Excellent. And now from solving a problem that's caused by an animal to getting an animal to solve a problem for you. It turns out that the quills of the North American porcupine might help us to design better medical needles. Porcupine quills can penetrate skin better than a hypodermic needle because of tiny backwards-facing barbs at their tips. And these render the quills very difficult to pull back out. And this trick now could inspire better medical equipment, such as better needles and better tissue adhesives. These are North American porcupines that we're talking about. They have 30,000 of these spines on their body, and they're known to be an effective defence mechanism. They penetrate in very easily. They're often very difficult to remove. And their quills, these spines, are unlike those found on the African porcupine, and they're unlike those found on our hedgehog, because they have these microscopic barbs on their tips that point backwards away from the quill. And these barbs intrigued researchers, including Dr. Jeffrey Karp from the Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. So they undertook a series of experiments to see what effect the barbs had. They published their results in the journal PNAS, and what they did was get a sample of pig skin from a local butcher and see how much force it took to push one of these quills in and then to pull it back out. They then repeated the tests after they'd sanded off these barbs and with other things, including a hypodermic needle of the same diameter. The really surprising thing was that the presence of the barbs actually made it easier to penetrate the muscle. So a hypodermic needle takes around 0.59 newtons of force to pierce into pig flesh, but the barbed quill required only 0.33 newtons to achieve the same task. They then took samples from the skin, looked at them under a microscope, and actually the barbed quill showed a much smoother puncture site. That suggests that the skin absorbed less energy and took less damage. And they're now arguing that these barbs are a bit like the serrations on a serrated knife. What they do is concentrate areas of force, which means you don't need to deform the skin as much in order to cut into it. And they say that if we actually copy this barbed structure, then we could make smaller, finer needles that won't buckle, and a range of other biomedical applications.
Research at the sharp end. Thank you, Ben.